What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, January 29th, 2020. And we have got a lot to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. And for the most part, certainly corporate media continues to be dominated by the impeachment circus and everybody's carrying it live from the floor of the United States Senate. What they're doing right now is going through what's called the question and answer phase, which is all the senators have submitted questions to the House managers and Trump's defenders. And they're mostly just a rehash of what was already done over at the House of Representatives during the impeachment hearings. So I can understand why Chief Justice Roberts may be getting a little bit bored with all of this. But some of it is really kind of out there, and they're still out there screaming about how, you know, the president cannot personally profit from any of the decisions that he makes on behalf of the government. Well, here's a hypothetical, okay? What if, without intending to, in fact, what if it's impossible for a president to render a decision on an issue that doesn't benefit him somehow down the road? I mean, in a purely random world, half his decisions will work against him, half will work for him without his having any actual agency in the process. Now, it all hinges on whether he specifically named Joe Biden in his phone call to Putin about the investigation into corruption, because there is no question Burisma was corrupt. They were engaged in pay-to-play all over the place, including with the Bidens. And possibly others as well, which may explain why there was such a stink over we want to get certain witnesses before the Senate, but not all of them. Okay. Now, oddly enough, Lindsey Graham has come out with a claim that, or a prediction rather, Trump will be acquitted by the end of the week, meaning 2 days from now. I don't think so. And it may be because Lindsey was operating in a paradigm in which the GOP could block the witnesses. But right now, it's looking like that may not happen. There are GOP senators who are saying, yes, let's get Bolton up there. And once you get Bolton up there, you're going to have to put everybody up there. There will be no royal road of witnesses where only the Democrats' favored witnesses get to testify and everybody else is told to shut up. They got away with that in the House of Representatives. They won't get away with that in the Senate, which is still under GOP control. All righty. Now, a lot of attention is being focused on John Bolton's book. I'm sure he's very happy about that, because when it finally goes on sale, there will be, he is hoping, a huge stampede at the bookstore, second only to those that greeted Harry Potter. Now, Fred Fleets, who's the former chief of staff to Bolton, is urging the ambassador to withdraw the book. And he did this on Laura Ingraham, on the Ingraham angle. And he's not the only person doing it. And in what I would consider to be a very bad PR move, the White House has literally issued a threat to prevent the publication of the book until after the election. So that's going to have the band in Boston effect. People go, oh, there must be something there. Of course, that may be part of the goal. If there really is nothing there and everybody buys the book and reads it, they're going to go, what the heck was all this fuss about? Now, Mitt Romney wants John Bolton to testify in the impeachment trial, but not sure about Hunter Biden. Apparently, what they want to do now is literally have a separate vote for each witness to say, yes, we'll hear from this one. No, we won't hear from that one. That'll drag it out. And, of course, that's the Democrats' real purpose here at this point. They're not going to remove Trump from office, at least not through the impeachment process. So their goal now is to drag this out in the hope it's going to taint 2020 election process in favor of the Democrats. Of course, we'll get a sneak preview of that this coming Monday during the Iowa caucuses when they find out what's happening. And so far down there, it looks like Bernie is pulling ahead. So So we may be coming up with Bernie Sanders as the leading Democratic candidate again this election cycle. So anyway, all right. So right now, according to Lindsey Graham, Trump's defense team made a damning indictment, so will likely be 51 GOP votes to call on the Bidens and the whistleblower. Well, I'd like to see that happen, because whistleblowers traditionally have gone public with their identities. When they come on out and say, this person in government or corporate leadership made this bad decision or this illegal move, they'll say, my name is blah, 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 and I approved this whistle toot, or whatever they're going to say. In this case, we have a whistleblower who has tried but failed to remain anonymous. All right, let's go to the phones here to Chance in West Virginia. Aloha, Chance. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello, Michael. I'd like to know what you think about this. Alan Dershowitz is on Trump's defense legal team. Now, I have to ask this. Here's a man who visited Jeffrey Epstein's pedophile island. He said he laid on the masseuse table, but he never removed his Fruit of the Loom skivvies. And he got a massage from an old Russian woman, probably named Nanushka. Now, does this make sense to you? Does this sound like there's going to be any action taken to get down to the bottom of this case with Ghislaine Maxwell or an Epstein investigation? I don't think so. What do you think?
No, it's going to go the way of the Franklin scandal. In fact, we had an article we put up at What Really Happened just yesterday saying, yeah, there are certain of these pedophile scandals that are simply too hot to touch, and everybody will work together to keep them undercover, which raises the possibility that we have sort of a pedophile clique that has covertly seized control of the government, and one must be one of the clique in order to rise to positions of power in the government. That way you can be controlled. They guarantee control over you, because if you go out on your own and do what you want to do, they just release the photos and videos they have of you, and your career in public life is utterly destroyed. Maybe one of the reasons they were so afraid of Donald Trump being elected back in 2016 is he's not in the club. And yes, he knew Epstein. It was a small community for businessmen in New York. But maybe Epstein didn't have film or negative on him. And
the point I was making is the Dershowitz Trump connection here. I mean, it's awfully weird. And I have another thing. I noticed this Kobe Bryant crash. Now, I know it's sad. It's a tragic event. But I cannot understand how thousands of people who have nothing in common with him. I'm not talking family, friends, good friends, relatives. I'm talking people who live vicariously through a basketball player can carry on the way they do. Now, I don't know about you, but I mourn for people who impact my life in a way. Not through putting a ball through a hoop. Patriots like Tex Mars, Jim Mars, what's his name? I'm at a loss for words here now. Bill Cooper.
Well, he must have really impressed you. But, you hit it right on the head. You, they're living vicariously through these sports stars or movie celebrities. You know, the sad reality is that most people's lives are pretty dull and boring and ordinary. And so they kind of allow their fantasy life of what they would like to be to project through either a sports figure or a fictional character. I mean, you have kids who want to be Harry Potter. You have young men who want to be James Bond. You have young women who want to be Sheena, Queen of the Universe, or whatever it is that's out there. And they do start to project themselves onto those other people. So when something negative happens to them, or anything happens to them, they respond on that emotional level. I used to work in television, and I got to know a lot of the people who worked on what were called the soap operas back then, the daytime dramas. And it was weird. I mean, you'd have a character in this fictional TV series. This character would come down and say, I'm pregnant, and the studio would be flooded with these hand-knit booties that were being sent in by viewers of the show, you know, for the forthcoming baby. And it's just, it's kind of weird, and at times it's a little scary to see. But you're absolutely right, and they're using Kobe as kind of a distraction from other things, I think.
As long as we have brain-dead zombies in this country like this, I see no hope for the country. I see what they care about is so superficial. Now, I'm not trying to minimize the guy's death. Don't get me wrong. But as long as we have brain-dead zombie idiots like this, I don't see things changing for the better with a large segment of the population. This damn stupid. It just amazes me, Michael. Okay, thank you for taking my call now. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Don in Arizona. Aloha, Don. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike. It's good to have you back. I had no way to get the news, really, when you weren't here anymore. So, I could, but it is a lot harder. So, anyway, I think it's interesting. Bernie Sanders has plunged back into the lead now, just like he did 4 years ago. And the reason people like him is because he's not a Democrat. He's not a member of the Democratic Party. He's not in with all that mile-high corruption and all that kind of stuff that we know. I mean, yeah, they accuse his wife of some kind of a deal with the university, but he's not. Bernie Sanders, and the good thing about him, the thing I don't like about Trump, the number one thing, he has is slavish devotion to Israel. He has to do what they tell him, and that's why he's never pulled out like he said he was going to avoid the foreign entanglements. And he's not doing that at all. He says he's going to pull out and doesn't. Now Bernie, being a Jew himself, he's in a good position to possibly cut this whole parasitic relationship with Israel off, and. He might. I mean, I don't know. We don't know what he's going to do. But he talks like he wants peace, and he talks like he'd like to give Israel a stern lecture or something like that. So we don't know. But I wouldn't mind having voting for president, but have all the House and the Senate Republican. That way Bernie would never get through a lot of his big socialist programs. But he could try to make some... make some movements in the direction of peace. That's all I got, Mike. I'll let you go.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot here. And, yeah, the fact that Bernie's pulling ahead, and that sparked off another bit of a situation, because apparently the DNC is already pulling together the Rules Committee for the upcoming convention, and a whole bunch of old Hillary cronies are being appointed to these positions of power and influence. And the Bernie Sanders campaign is already crying foul, as well as they should. And this is telegraphing it. For all her talk about having an urge, it's still kind of undecided. Yeah, Hillary's going to step in. She's looking at a way she can step in, probably through a brokered convention, that, you know, she's going to be the heroine that steps in and saves the Democratic Party. And by golly, I am dedicated to not letting that happen. All right, let's go back to the phones to Mike in Arizona. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Welcome back. It's good to hear your voice. I was just calling in about the coronavirus. I just wanted to mention that Alex Jones had Dr. Steve Pachenik on Monday, and they talked about it, and he actually contracted it, and he had his remedy and everything on there. You know, he overindulged in antibiotics, and yeah, he looked terrible. He looked like death warmed over when he was on he actually was on Alex's show when he had it, you know, a few months back, but he looked great Monday, and basically, he said there's nothing really to worry about, you know. But, you know, it's a good listen if you want to find that 2-minute clip or however long he was on there, you know. And one more thing. Go ahead.
I was going to say, there is no question that there is a very polarized view of the Wuhan virus. On one hand, people are saying it's no big deal, it's being hyped. And on the other side, whoever's doing the hyping is really doing a full court press. We're going to talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah. And the other thing I want to mention is I get your show a day late, but the guy that called yesterday first, and then I guess he said his name was Dave, and then Thomas, it's the same guy. You could tell with his voice. And he's called several times in the past. He just ruins the show, you know what I mean? And I mean, he's all right, you know. He has knowledge, but he just exploits himself as an idiot, you know. This gets old.
Yep.
I think you ruin your show when you have him on there. So, anyways, everybody else, I just love all your callers, and I've been listening to you forever, and I just, you know, I missed you when you were gone. It really bummed me out, but you know, I just happened to see you were back, and, you know, just put a smile on my face, and I appreciate it. Everything you do, Mike.
Well, thank you very much for those kind words.
Send out our best wishes to Claire. I hope everything's good at home.
Okay, well, I certainly will. And, you know, Claire was here a little earlier today, and she's going to be back tomorrow, you know, for lunch
when
and everything.
Getting out a week or so?
It looks like it may be sometime. After Tuesday of next week, we'll know for sure when it's going to happen.
Okay, Mike, thank you so much, and I'm going to send some prayers your way.
All right, well, thank you. I appreciate it. Right. Okay, getting on back to the impeachment situation here. Mitch McConnell has basically come out and announced he does not have the votes to basically block the witnesses. So the Democrats are going to get their little kabuki theater, if you will, where they're going to go and call all these witnesses over and over. And it's basically going to turn this trial into an endless show. And that, of course, is what the Democrats want, because they know they can't remove Trump through the impeachment process. It's ultimately doomed to fail. The votes just are not there to remove. But they're hoping that they can use this as part of the campaign to demonize Trump so that Hillary can become the next president of the United States of America, at which point a lot of us are going to have to leave the country. I just got done unpacking from the last move here. All righty. Now, Mike Huckabee, former Arkansas governor, basically is taking Mitt Romney to task over some of his observations. He's basically saying Mitt Romney's guilty of only caring about himself, not the good of the country. Well, we knew that from the documentary when Romney came to town, or when Mitch Romney came to town. We know that from a lot of the comments he made during the 2016 campaign. So Huckabee's out there saying, too bad Romney's not president, then he could be impeached. Well, maybe he can't be impeached, but senators can be expelled. So can members of the House. All it takes is a 2/3 vote to say, we reject you and your ideas, and you are blocked from coming in here anymore. And then they'd have to go back to the state, and the state's governor would have to appoint a replacement or leave the seat empty, one of the two. All right, Jay Sekulow is Trump's attorney in this matter, and is out there saying you cannot impeach a president on unsourced allegations. He's absolutely correct on that. You cannot impeach or convict anybody on unsourced allegations. There must be proof beyond a reasonable doubt. That is how our system works. All right, we're going to grab a quick phone call before this next commercial break from Mike in New Hampshire. Aloha, Mike in New Hampshire. What's on your mind today?
Hi, Mike. Glad to see you bouncing back there. Glad to hear that. Basically, I have to agree with Chance. I think it was Chance a couple of callers ago on what he was talking about. Okay. As far as that, I think this whole, as far as Epstein goes, when he got arrested, everything started to spring up, like impeachment, transvestite, all this stuff seemed to all pop up. I think it's just a big diversion. Take our mind off of what the issue is, because if that ever was exposed, the list of Epstein's list, and I don't think he's dead, but that's just my opinion.
But I think
if that ever got out, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, and if that ever got out, I mean, you want to talk about draining the swamp? It drained us. That would really drain the swamp. And you know, I voted for Trump, and I'm disappointed in him and everything he's done.
Yes,
and,
absolutely.
And I just think that Yes.
Mike, I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We got to take a break for commercials. I'm going to come back to you after these few words.
would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're still talking with Mike in New Hampshire. And, you know, it really has been a circus. And I don't know if you've spent your entire life in New Hampshire or not. I spent my formative years in New Hampshire, which is why your name, Mike in New Hampshire, tickles me so much. But I don't remember it being this crazy.
Oh, I know. I agree. I mean, this is, I see it as one big diversion. Take your mind. Everybody's so focused on Iran, Iraq, the impeachment. They're hitting us from all angles, because the most important thing, I think, if they got caught, they got Ghislaine still out. Why didn't they? Why don't the FBI go after her when they had a chance? She's got just as
my
much
understanding is she's down in Brazil. I think she's down in Brazil.
Yeah, now she. Yeah, but wasn't she in the United States for a while?
She was, but she got out and she got found in Brazil. I think the powers that be want this story to go the way of the Franklin scandal, and you can look that up online if you're unfamiliar with that particular situation. But it raises the possibility, and we talked about this yesterday, and there was an article at What Really Happened on Monday, basically saying, what if, I mean, they're all involved in this pedophilia, and that it is kind of a rite, they see it as a rite of passage. you know, into the higher levels of government power, that they are allowed to do such things and get away with it. We know that a large portion of our government are involved in the dealing of illicit drugs. We know that a large portion of the government, just in general, is involved in corrupted behavior. So one more step here, and they're across the line into molesting small children. And again, it underscores the fact that the moral and the immoral are mutually exclusive societies. I couldn't bring myself to hurt a child, which is probably why I'll never run for Congress. And but it does raise that possibility. And given what we know about certain politicians, it's impossible to dismiss out of hand that possibility.
Right, right. I agree. All right, Mike. Well, that's basically what I wanted to say, and I'll let you go and get well. And thank you for taking my call.
I'm definitely on the mend. I'm definitely on the mend. Anyway, let's switch over to Mike in Kentucky. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
while you're waiting on hold, so much stuff comes up you want to talk about. I would challenge anybody, and I've been doing that for months now, challenging anybody to read 6 months of your computer's internet security section there on whatreallyhappened.com and see how much confidence they're left with all this. The
open season.
Oh, my gosh, 1.5 billion users on TikTok, credentials compromised. Spectrum Charter has just given up on their camera security service, probably because of the dark webs. All those service passwords and stuff were released. I can't remember the numbers, but it was way up there, like 500,000 Internet of Things devices passwords have been compromised. I can't remember the.
Yes.
You remember the story? So
I remember the story. I don't remember the exact number, but I mean, it's just, you know, these companies are bleeding security credentials all over the dark web. And, you know, there's an article at whatreallyhappened.com. We're going to talk about it later on the show about the huge number of stolen credit cards that are now in the dark web, most of which are American.
Yep. I just saw that one. And it's real. One of the main reasons this is going on why they were trying to shut up WikiLeaks is because they want these back doors left open for being able to, you know, have them in the intelligence community police state. And Israel is responsible
yes.
for a lot of those. They gained access to the U.S. government's most classified networks, and according to Whitney Webb on Mint Press story you have posted up there. So what I originally called
yes.
to talk about was the ridiculous ridiculous concept, supposedly, that, and I've been studying this for a long time. When I was in high school, we had phase elective English, and I got to take literature of science fiction, and Kentucky Educational Television had something called the Universe and I, where they had a program about terraforming Mars, I think it was, and they didn't think there was any detectable life there, and when they showed up with, you know, astronauts with boots on the ground, all these dead worms were laying around, and they thought, oh, while they're looking at them, they thought they were intelligent. Now, obviously, it's science fiction, but instead of nuking Mars, I think maybe the atmosphere hog of the solar system would be where we direct all these unused nukes, since the Cold War supposedly over. The solar wind would sweep a lot of Venus's atmosphere if you timed it right, the way the magnetic field of the sun works and the spiral path that these particles take. I think you could time it right to where Mars could capture some of that, or even the Earth, since we have, I don't know if you caught that story about the Van Allen belt probes that NASA put up, and because the sun has been so quiet, the engineers thought these probes were going to last about 2 years, ended up lasting 6 years. And they show that the inner Van Allen belt can completely disappear.
Yes, it can. Anyway, Mike,
right.
Got to put you on hold. Put you on hold. Got to do more commercials. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no wage, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. We're talking with Mike in Kentucky about Elon Musk's and his plans to colonize Mars. And before we go any further, I want to point something out from history. Most people, when they say, oh, they're going to colonize Mars, or they're going to colonize Titan, or they're going to colonize whatever, they have visions of, you know, they're going to pack up and they're going to go on out there on the frontier. But the reality is that throughout history, most colonization involves a very tiny segment of the population that makes the trip for one reason or the other. And the vast majority of people, they stay right where they are and they live out their lives in their current circumstances. So if Mars were colonized tomorrow, the vast majority of you listening to this program are still going to spend the rest of your life here on planet Earth. Now, in the past, colonies have often been used for things like dumping grounds. When the New World first opened up, Great Britain was dumping their criminals into what became the 13 colonies. And following the American Revolution and the U.S. Navy saying, no, you're not going to dump any more criminals onto our population, Britain turned to Australia. And if you ever go down and visit Australia, and it's worth the trip, I have to say, people who have what is called convict blood. That's a social status symbol. Ooh, you have convict blood? Means that their family's been there since the early days of Botany Bay and so forth and so on. So as far as colonizing Mars, it's technically possible. Will it become a huge population center? Given enough time and enough breeding among the original settlers, yes, just like the United States of America. Will there be a massive emigration from the Earth to Mars? I don't know. It would depend on several, as of yet, unforeseen breakthroughs in propulsion and life support.
Well, terraforming is what we're talking about, the topic I was talking about, and that takes a very long time. These are mega engineering projects, and they're not for the Bible Belt for the most part, because, you know, all the doom and gloom of the Bible, and I would encourage anybody to go back and read the time statements for the audience relevance there and start looking at what's fulfilled already, and okay, look at the ink blots again on that. So, you know, it's sort of a different rabbit trail for the topic here, but we, you know, hopefully we could detect Nebrew or wormwood or whatever in advance to do something about it. But if we can branch out onto the moon, and I'm down the hill here from what Hal Rogers called the Silicon Holler project. We have a space science center here that is the, I think it's the fifth, was designated like the fifth tracking station. How many were there? Do you remember for the Apollo and manned moon missions and other missions? They only had like, I think they only needed four, didn't they? Or this is like the fifth
they
one,
had three.
Supposedly. Okay, well, this one may be the fourth
well,
one.
Well, can I get in here a little bit? Okay, there were three deep space network tracking stations, one at Goldstone, one at Madrid, Spain, and one down in Canberra, Australia. But there are dozens and dozens of smaller tracking stations around the world.
Yeah.
In fact, we had this one on the north shore of Oahu, and we'd go hiking there, and we'd see that dish just swinging across the sky, you know, getting downlinks from various satellites crossing over.
Whatever number they claim this one is, there's probably dozens that would fit, you know, they came online at the same time in the last 10 years. I mean, I kind of helped out with the project, but I'm in the town of Kim Davis, so we've got a real clash of worldviews and philosophies here in Morehead, Kentucky, and I like to think I helped out with that program a little bit by helping them map the parabola of a dish, you know, using a small signal on our tower. But the point being, there's a real clash of worldviews here, and the idea that, you know, it's all going to be over, Wi-Fi them on our next flight, has really hijacked a lot of Americans from participating and stopping a lot of this stuff. We've handed over so much of our society to socialist, I guess you'd say, or communitarianist agendas. And I think that, you know, that dispensationalism of the mentality of the last 150 years or so, brought on by the Schofield Reference Bible, has stopped us from being able to do projects like this, the mega engineering projects, you know. And besides DuPont, I think we could, and Trump today talked about a trillion trees, and trees are 35 degrees warmer than grasslands. And so I've seen said that we could cut down most of these monospecies forests that are probably owned by the Queen or Ted Turner, and plant hemp and feed the world, and use the hemp to fertilize fish farms. And I grew up reading Popular Mechanics, Popular Science, and Omni, and Futurology magazine, Carl Sagan's Cosmos magazine, and in a small town, we had a couple of great magazine racks. And so a lot of that stuff never has come to the market, like the floating fish farms that could provide the world's protein needs. So... suppressed technology, I think, is not whiz-bang Tesla. There's even simple stuff like that that's not being brought to the market. So, Elon Musk.
Well, a lot of it. Can I step in here?
A lot of people.
Yeah, there is a delay, unfortunately, and it's causing a huge amount of confusion. The delay will go away once I'm back in my home studio. But to basically respond to what you were saying, a lot of the new technologies tend to be a threat to the old established industries like oil power, coal power, so forth and so on. And so a lot of these new technologies will come along, and either they're ridiculed in the media and blocked from attending any funding, or they're simply bought up and put on a shelf. And there have been a lot of stories about this kind of stuff. Some of them are obviously fake. Some are obviously not. But far from being a progressive, forward-thinking society, the United States of America, as it is today, has become quite fossilized and quite paralyzed by its own money power, which seeks to keep things going exactly the way they are.
Hey, get well soon. I'm glad to hear you back on here. I don't get to listen every day, but I noticed you were calling, that's for sure, and we were a little bit concerned, some of us, so I'm glad you're back and keep getting better. You probably need a lot more vitamin D.
Well, I'm working on it.
You need a lot more vitamin D where you're at than you did in Hawaii.
Yes, you're absolutely right. In fact, all right. One of the things I've been told to do is, go down to the drugstore and get some over-the-counter vitamin D and start chewing on those things.
Well, you can get the gel
like cap,
7,000 a day. 7,000 a day is probably okay for your age, but get the level checked.
That's being done. They're in here with the needles doing blood testing all the time.
All right,
well, thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go. And getting on back to the news here, the phone lines are open. Apparently, over at MSNBC, they had a panel featuring John Brennan, who's now an NBC News analyst, former head of the CIA. And he's out there calling for the annual State of the Union address to be canceled over the impeachment hearings, saying that Trump should not be given a venue, if you were, to talk to the public while he's still under trial in the Senate. Well, kind of a gray area. I don't want to see the State of the Union canceled, mostly for traditional reasons. But I would caution Trump and his handlers at the White House, one of whom may be listening to this broadcast, I think, I would be very careful about turning the State of the Union into a stump speech defending Trump from the impeachment. In fact, I think the smartest thing Trump could do is go up there and do the State of the Union and not even mention the impeachment. Give it no importance, give the Democrats no place to go with it. Just talk about the real issues that face our nation. Because frankly, polls are showing the American people as a whole, they're getting sick and tired and just fed up with all of this impeachment nonsense. I was just talking to some people around here at this facility who don't know who I am or what I do. And the opinion was pretty much unanimous. It's all ridiculous. It's all absolutely ridiculous, and they're tired of it, and they wish it would go away because they'd rather be watching other things on the limited channel selection we have on these TVs in our rooms. Anyway, now there's come and gone a little media ripple, if you will. And I call it a ripple because it's a repeat of something they tried back in 2016. CNN got together with Rick Wilson, and together with Don Lemon, basically described Trump voters as morons who can't read. They're dummies. They've got low IQs. They tried this back in 2016, and it backflashed horribly. It angered and motivated a lot of Trump voters to get out there and say, I'm not low IQ. I'm voting for Trump for sound reasons. But they're trying it again. And so Trump basically got on his Twitter feed and criticized this one individual, Wajahat Ali, for his mocking tone. And apparently Ali has gone back on Twitter criticizing Donald Trump for criticizing him. So this liberal CNN guest is mad that Trump didn't like the fact that they were making fun of Trump voters here. All right. Now, Laura Loomer, who's running for Congress, has filed an FEC complaint, a formal FEC complaint against Twitter for providing what is called in-kind corporate contributions to her opponent, Democratic Congresswoman Louis Frankel, by censoring Laura Loomer from Twitter. And I hope this moves forward, and I hope there is a lawsuit, because I think social media needs to be held to account, that social media is supposed to be social media, not social filtration, although they're certainly doing it. And again, to me, this is another indication that in point of fact, Hillary Clinton is going to run again this election season. And all of this pretense about, I'm not sure, that's exactly what it is. It's pretense. You know, I'll bet a plugged Turkish lira that Hillary is stepping into this contest sometime before the convention. She has to do a brokered convention. She's missed too many of the primaries. So anyway, meanwhile, Adam Schiff, who was not doing too well out on the floor of the Senate today, he now wants to control artificial intelligence-based video analytics technology after the Gateway pundit used this same technology to connect him to a Ukrainian arms dealer. Remember what I said up above? Maybe the problem with this whole Ukrainian Burisma scandal, and they're trying to make it go away, is not that Joe Biden was involved or that Hunter Biden was involved, but that everybody's involved. We've been hearing rumblings that Kerry's kids were involved in this. So it may be that it's a significant part of what we would call the inner circle, the deep state, whatever, the swamp, were on the take from Burisma. And that's why they want to make sure that no witnesses get up there. I mean, the case has already been made that there was, in fact, corrupt behavior going on between the Bidens and Burisma, which means Trump had every authority to, like, say to Russia, let's look into the corruption. The entire case for impeachment to try and protect the corrupt and the profits coming in thereof rests on whether he specifically named Joe Biden or not. And all we have is a he said going on with John Bolton and everybody else here. So anyway, I just feel kind of weird being in the swamp because the world is in fact closing in. More and more people every day are getting online or they're talking to their friends and they're just, you know, the people aren't as easy to fool as most corporate media individuals say. And I think the situation with CNN with John Lemon and his guests is a perfect illustration. They really honestly apparently believe anybody who would vote for Trump is of a lower IQ and therefore easier to fool and to snooker. And it just isn't so. Well, apparently, as you know, we're coming up on the first of the Iowa caucuses. The Democratic caucus is scheduled for next Monday. And Bernie Sanders is pulling ahead in the polls. Joe Biden is feeling the pressure. And apparently he was caught on tape, you know, chastising a Democratic voter in Iowa for not voting for him. And finally, apparently grabbed him by the lapels and gave him a shake and said, well, go vote for somebody else, which I'm sure this Democratic voter is going to do. Turns out the voter in question is actually a state Democratic Party official. Bad move there, Joe. Bad move. So let's see. It's been 1,176 days since Hillary Clinton lost to Donald Trump in 2016, and she still has not gone away. Yeah, she's going to find some way to step in. Going to be the hero of the Democratic Party. I will save you from Donald Trump. Bernie Sanders can't save you from Donald Trump. I will save you from Donald Trump. Why? You didn't the last time. Now, here's an interesting little article, and it's out of AmericanFreePress.net, and it's talking about how this wave of anti-Semitism is currently being exaggerated. We know there have been quite a few hate crime hoaxes. We know that anti-Semitism is being given certainly more media focus than the wars, than Wuhan, than the impeachment. And of course, this is for Israel's political benefit. You know, anti-Semitism dominates the news cycle in the corporate media. And of course, it's been done to support Donald Trump's deal of the century. Okay. All right. Let's see. When we come back from this next commercial break, we've got a caller waiting on the line. And then we're going to talk about the coronavirus, the Wuhan virus, and whether or not it is the monster everybody says it's going to be. So stay tuned here. And but like I said, whoever is pushing this monster theory of Wuhan, it's a full court press. They're pulling out all the stops on this one. So we'll be back after these words from our sponsors.
Music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha. America, welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones to Paul in New Jersey. Aloha, Paul. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Michael. Michael, I wanted to talk to you about how the Democrats obviously are going to lose the election this year, and it's their own fault. You know, when I look at a presidential candidate, I kind of like think of it as like you, the first thing you do is like picking a bride. You almost have to inspect them for their health and how their teeth are and whether they, you know, it's like picking out a horse. You know, you want it to be strong. You want it to be confident in its skin and not neurotic and definitely not senile, as in the case of Joe Biden. Fact of the matter is, if you look at the history of the Democratic Party over the past 60 years, the Democrats win after Republican fatigue. And when they run unknown young candidates like John F. Kennedy, who defeated Nixon.
Yes.
Then you have Carter defeating Ford. Then you have Clinton defeating Bush Sr. And lastly, Obama beating Romney and who else was it? Oh, John McCain. So
yes,
as you can see, there's a pattern. When they're young and unknown, they win. But this year, what have the Democrats done already? They've already chosen three old war horses in their 70s, and in the case of Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden, they're pretty much pushing 80. You know,
yes.
and the senility in Biden is over the top. He's running around telling people not to vote for him, which is not a working formula to become president of the United States. You have to convince people that they need you. And so this happened right in the beginning of the Democratic debates. And I was wondering, you know, when I first watched the debates, I saw the governor of Montana, Steve Bullock. Now, I never heard of the guy in my life, right? But I just looked at him, and I said to myself, he's very telegenic, he's charming, and he looks comfortable in his skin. He's my man, right? Now, I didn't go for, you know, his ideological steadfastness or whether he's going to, you know, stick to Democratic doctrine or how he stands on this and this. I just said, that's the guy that could win because he just looks young and is relatively charming, and looks kind of slick, like Bill Clinton. And so the Democrats are shooting themselves in the foot. They could have chosen, you know, I also like Tulsi Gabbard. And by the way, I think she's very comfortable in her skin. She's very confident.
Yes.
And she would be great in the debates against Trump. But the Democrats, they don't know what's good for them. They're not sticking to the winning formula. And so Trump should relax. It looks like he can coast right into the White House. He's really, you know, got nobody standing in his way. And on that note, thank you, Michael.
Well, you got it. And he does, and that's Hillary Clinton, who doesn't care what the voters think. She thinks she can game the system. We have to take a break for station identification. We'll be back after these few words.
Would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.